Well, it does seem like just yesterday, but it was 2 weeks ago already that I was in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, for the inauguration of the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Rural America was well represented that day with RFD-TV and Rural Radio at the forefront, leading the Rural Tractor Brigade as part of the special festivities. And we were delighted to extend an official invitation to some of our FFA members to participate as well. Along the parade route, I met up with Pennsylvania State Sentinel Garrett Jenkins of Elizabethtown and State Vice President Jacob Klein of Eastern Lebanon. We asked Garrett how his group was preparing for that big parade.
Five of our teammates elected to come to D.C. thanks to RFD-TV. They're going to be holding the banner in front of the tractor brigade, so thanks for having us.
So what's been the highlight for you today?
I would say the highlight was 6:30 in the morning, nobody around in the streets, bumping into Sonny Perdue, former governor of Georgia and our nominee to be the Secretary of Agriculture.
And you just happened to run into him?
Yes.
That's pretty exciting.
It is.
Did he recognize the FFA jacket and say hello?
He did. He pulled the blue jackets aside, elected to get a photo with us, and he really took a moment to have a conversation, and we really enjoyed it.
What a memorable opportunity for you. That's pretty cool. We have one of his comrades in the FFA joining us as well. We have Jacob Klein. Jacob, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a great honor to be here. Never expected that I'd be here, but you know, through my experiences in this blue jacket, it's taken me to places I never thought I'd be before, and to meet people I never thought I would either, such as Sonny Perdue.
And I'm sure you guys will encounter him again down the road.
Thanks again to both of those young men. And of course, RFD-TV and Rural Radio's own Mark Oppold was also there and caught up with two other members of Pennsylvania's outstanding state officer team, State Treasurer Madeline Buss of Somerset and Chaplain Tricia Hodgnowski of Troy.
Madeline, let's start with you. When did you find out that you were going to be carrying the banner? How did it happen?
I found out at the Pennsylvania Farm Show, and there, the state officers, there are seven of us from Pennsylvania. We were holding our midwinter convention, and it was really exciting there. And then all of a sudden, we find out that we are going to be in the inaugural parade, and it's amazing.
Patricia, what do you think about that?
I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I was so excited to take that opportunity for myself and Maddie and all of the officers to be here.
What was the reaction from your chapter and the rest of the state officers when they found that out?
We were all so ecstatic to be a part of this parade and a part of this history. And we are representing Pennsylvania, which will stand in time forever.
And talk about what your plans are first, Madeline, and after FFA.
After I retire this jacket in June, I plan on going to West Virginia University in the fall for a degree in animal science and a minor in business.
Very good. And talk about the farm here in Pennsylvania.
Currently, I help out on a dairy farm, and that's a large and growing industry in Pennsylvania.
Very good. Tricia, your plans after the FFA jacket comes off?
Well, I plan to continue my education. I have 1 year at Penn State, but I want to get a degree in toxicology at Penn State with a minor in environmental resource management.
Talk about your family farm.
Well, I grew up on a small beef and horse farm where I train horses and help other 4-H and FFA members kind of work with horses and animals at local shows.
Very good. Thanks for being with us. Congratulations. You're going to do a great job, I know.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much.
Very good. From the great state of Pennsylvania, they're carrying the banner for all of rural America. Mark Oppold, in our nation's capital.
And you can see photos and videos from the Rural Tractor Brigade on Facebook at facebook.com/officialRFDTV, or you could go to facebook.com/ruralradio147.